Well, it's 7:31 a.m., and it is time for All the News You Never Needed to Know with Travis T. Hip here on KVMR. Good morning, Travis.
Good morning. Hey, yeah. History time. Every once in a while, like every 25 years or so, something so serious goes down that it will change history. Not only history here in America, but history in the world. Even as we speak, General McChrystal, our boss man in Afghanistan, is in the air, summoned to the White House for a meeting tomorrow, where most folks say he will probably offer his resignation, which puts it in the lap of President Obama as to whether to hang on to the rogue general. Is that the right term? Actually, it's a different term. I can't think of the name of it now. Damn, slipped my mind. The new Rolling Stone article to be out this week. What happened was Rolling Stone decided that they wanted to do a profile of General McChrystal, the special operations experienced man who is in charge of our Afghan war and who is the author of the current strategy, the push that's going to be going in Kandahar, all of that stuff for the last most of a year has been McChrystal, and it turns out now that he and his top staff guys don't really think that much of President Obama, don't really think that much of the people in the national security structure here at home or the government's performance at large. What happened was there was a meeting in Paris, and Rolling Stone was given permission to go up and spend 2 days with McChrystal and his staffers in Paris, and then at a later point fly out for a quick meeting or so in Afghanistan. Then the volcano went off, which stranded everybody, and McChrystal and his staff and the Rolling Stone guy were all stuck in Paris, where, among other things, they got roaring drunk and offered up some rather candid versions of what they thought of the new president and his strategies. So, like MacArthur and Truman, that's now face-to-face for the president tomorrow. Obviously, to maintain the command structure of the military and remind them that they are serving at the behest of a civilian government, it is time for McChrystal to go. Unfortunately, if McChrystal and his top staffers go, you can kiss the Afghan war goodbye. You might as well start to pack. We're on our way out. McChrystal is probably a pretty hotshot combat commander and maybe even strategist, but the question of whether or not we can perform a war with a military structure that is essentially anti-president and anti-Congress and government, it's going to get hairy, folks. And that whole thing will be coming down tomorrow. Interesting stuff. We could lose the Afghan war this summer. We've already heard that the planned Kandahar offensive that was supposed to happen last month is going to be put off until this fall, which is ridiculous because you can't start an offensive in the fall in Afghanistan. When the snow falls, everything stops. So it could be that this is the beginning of the end of the war in Afghanistan. Big time news. Keep an eye on this one. On the other side of the coin, the president of Russia, Mr. Medvedev, will be in California today. Actually, he'll be in Silicon Gulch, where he's going to be meeting with people from Apple and Twitter, among other top techie things. Medvedev, in an attempt to begin to get interesting technological development in his country, as opposed to what makes Russia rich is mineral resources around the world or across the country. Either way, then Medvedev heads for a Thursday meeting with President Obama, after the McChrystal meeting. The ripples on this thing go in all directions. The federal court in New Orleans is hearing the offshore drilling ban case, whether or not to issue a temporary restraining order on the 33 rigs that have been shut down by the government. Question here is whether the government has the authority to shut down rigs. It's probably going to go to the Supreme Court, but a TRO would put the drill rigs back in action while the heat case is heard. Gays are going to get family relief, family leave provisions put into their operations if they work for the federal government. That's the latest from the Obama White House on the issue of gay rights and equal treatment. The Times Square bomber, Mr. Shahzad, finally dragged into court yesterday for his arraignment. Everybody expected that he immediately pled guilty to all 10 charges and threatened that more people like him would be coming to attack the United States as long as we were in Muslim countries. He apparently got 2 weeks of bomb training. a couple of days of bomb training in Pakistan before they sent him off to Times Square, where he had 3 different bombs, none of which worked. And the author of the stimulus package and all the rest of the major moves economically for the White House will be resigning. Peter Oseg will resign sometime this fall from the CBO. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on KVMI Nevada City. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.